There are nearly 46,000 federal employees in the metropolitan area who are affected by the government shutdown. Many of them have been deemed non-essential, which means no work and no pay, as Washington struggles to find a solution. WNYC's Stephen Nesson spoke with one furloughed worker in Brooklyn and filed this report.
Shawnee Swinton has been working in the public sector since she was 18 years old. She served overseas for the Navy, has a law degree, and works for the Health and Human Services Department as a civil rights investigator. Now, the 46-year-old is on furlough. Sitting on her plastic-wrapped couch in Bedford-Stuyvesant, she says she did something this week she's never done before.
This is the first time in my entire life, working career, that I've had to file for unemployment.
Swinton is a single mother with two kids, one in college, one in high school.
They rely on me. I'm their source of income. This really puts a damper on things because unemployment, I don't know what that amount is going to be. More than likely, it's not going to be sufficient to cover my expenses and my bills.
She has a mortgage to pay on her two-story home, which she shares with her parents and brother, and she says she has about a month of savings in the bank to pay her bills. But really, she'd rather talk about the cases in her office that she can't complete because of the shutdown.
This puts a stalemate on everything.
Her job is to enforce hospital privacy laws and help patients get access to medical records or help them remove errors from their records that may be preventing them from getting care.
We have covered entities who owe data. We have complainants that we can't get back to that may not understand why we're not, you know, at work. These are all things that impact right now, that have a real-time impact on people.
Swinton's not one to squander a free day. She's a licensed attorney, so she's doing pro bono work with the Access to Justice program, offering legal services to the poor. Waiting for a train in Bed-Stuy to head into the city, Swinton says volunteering is a good way to maintain some normalcy since her schedule's been upended. The office is near Federal Plaza, where she usually works, so she can head over to the same cafe where she always gets a large tea with a handful of lemons.
Nice to see you.
You too. So I'm in the area doing some pro bono work, so I said, let me come and get some tea.
Oh, you're going to be Oprah? Right?
She's hopeful there'll be a resolution soon and that the furlough won't last much longer so she can get back to her regular routine.
Just trying to remain hopeful when, you know, it seems that everything is crashing down around you. You have to hold on to that hope.
For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.